together forever.
Now, 15 years on from the Good Friday Agreement, our political system at Stormont comes in for plenty of flack from the public. But elsewhere in the world, the achievements of 1998 are still being hailed as a model for resolving conflict. It's estimated that as many as 500,000 people have died in the long-running struggle in the Latin American country of Colombia. After a failed attempt to make peace back in the 1990s, the Colombian government and the Marxist FARC guerrillas are now back at the negotiating table. And as our political editor Mark Devenport's been finding out, both sides appear keen to learn lessons from Northern Ireland's experience.
It's Friday afternoon in central Bogota, and no one is talking politics. Instead, in this bar, all eyes are on the TV screens, carrying live coverage of Colombia's World Cup qualifier against neighbouring Bolivia. There's plenty for the fans to shout about as Falcao and his teammates thrash Bolivia 5-0. By contrast, the politics of Colombia has gone eerily quiet. Delegates from the government and the left-wing Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, have sought seclusion in the Cuban capital of Havana as they attempt to agree a deal. Maria Jimenez Dusan is one of the very few journalists to have visited the negotiators. Although some issues, such as land reform, may be unfamiliar here, Ms. Dusan says other topics like disarmament, the treatment of victims, and how former combatants might participate in politics closely mirror what was once on the Stormont politicians' agendas.
We have been very interested from the very first moment of what happened, you know, in Northern Ireland. Why? Because in a way we think that that has set up a new scenario for Colombians to probably think that we can find peace as well in this country. And I would say that in within all the peace process we have had, I think Northern Ireland peace process is number one in our scenario. Amazing. It's helping a lot.
At Bogota's Rosario University, media students discuss the coverage, or lack of it, of the current peace talks. Alvaro Sierra edits Colombia's weekly news magazine, Semana. Mr. Sierra is cautiously optimistic about a positive outcome ahead of elections due to take place next year.
This process may get to an interesting outcome, to a positive one. The conditions have changed a lot, the military conditions, the way the talks have been designed.